What's going on, Button Mashers? I'm Mr. Gamer.
And I'm Kitty Duvall.
And welcome to episode 40 of SBR Reports, The Death of the Bully Hunters.
You know, we really sort of call this the rise and fall of the Bully Hunters.
Well, see, there really wasn't... Okay, well, I suppose there was much of a rise, but oh, did they fall hard. Oh, and obviously for all of those, insert obligatory 420 joke here, considering the fact that when you are listening to this, it will be 420.
I'm actually off tomorrow, and it's my payday. But I have a feeling my boss listens to this, I won't be saying much more else.
Because it's going to be, all of your words are going to be saved for the train wreck that is Bully Hunters.
Da, 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 da.
So, for those of you who are unaware, been under a rock, or
frankly, just don't care.
There used to be an organization that was against harassment online. More specifically, they were against harassment online against female gamers. And there have been many people talking about this atrocity, this catastrophe, this just epic fail of epic proportions. I would love to have more humor injected in that, but honestly, with the articles that we have, the videos that were made, the tweets that were made, oh boy, it was a cluster fucking, oh boy, was it bad. But
it was pretty fucking bad. I almost threw my husband's phone. That's how bad it was for me.
All right. So I'm not going to say, let's just say it all starts when someone by the name of Nati Casanova, Zombie Unicorn, and her partner wanted to, it was a Twitch stream, correct?
So, are we starting off with Bully Hunter?
Yes.
Okay, so they pretty much had all these numbers talking that they did Twitter polls on.
Oh, yes. The scientifically proven and backed Twitter polls, right?
About 21 million female gamers being harassed. And their brainchild essentially was, let's get a bunch of pro gamers together and hunt down these bullies in-game. Like, if you're being bullied, you can call on them, like the goddamn Assassin's Guild, and be like, yo, that mofo right there is bullying me. He's being a misogynistic deuce nozzle.
It's not rabbit season. It's not duck season. It's people who harass women online season.
But it is supposed to be for all women. It's supposed to be for both genders. And I'm supposed to be...
That was a funny joke. Continue.
Both genders, they claim, would be able to use this service. But all their numbers and stuff were, you know, for the benefit of female gamers. And, like, you know, I understand the wanting to do this, but why do you think someone would care if they got killed in an online match? Granted, if it was a ranked match, I would be pretty upset, but it wouldn't matter because I'm anonymous and I'm still going to go around and be a dick. But I'm getting ahead of myself.
I found it interesting, first of all, that 21 million number, because that number is huge. 21 million of anything is of significant importance. It's of statistical value. So you would think that you would have something significantly more concrete than a Twitter poll to back up the statement, which...
I mean, they also brought a doctor into it.
A doctor of...
I forgot. I mean...
Oh, no. Oh, you mean the doctor. Let me make sure that I get this correct. You mean the gaming psychologist, Kevin Lanham, who was talking about how all male gamers are seen as objects. That doctor, with no credentials, no background in psychology, no background in communication, no back... that doctor?
That doctor, yeah. They had a doctor.
Oh, yeah.
PhD in bullshit.
Yeah,
we can't even... This whole thing's a clusterfuck.
But here's the biggest thing, though. It was a clusterfuck. And their point was that they doubled down on all the lies, because many, many people did lots and lots of investigating, as to the first article that you'll see on my site, where a lot of the investigative work was done by Larch, or Suitably Bored is their Twitter tag, where basically they went and investigated Bully Hunters and just collected all of the screenshots of the, for example, the Steam screen names, and found out that Bully Hunter, the one where it was under, I believe, the...
Oh, that Stace live stream thing.
Yes, where it actually turns out that they were also the same people that were the bullies, so they were then hunting themselves, because this is a real problem that you need to know about. 21 million women are suffering from this thing, and so many women are suffering from this thing that we have to fake it.
Well, see, the thing is, I truly believe, as since, you know, I am a woman who games.
Yes.
Granted, I don't game online a lot for the exact reason I don't care about trash talking, Neanderthals, and so on and so forth, especially when it gets extremely gross and violent.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's a thing. People are gross and horrible online, but, yeah, I see, the thing is, and this is gonna jump real quick, but I stopped, I was already feeling like, ugh, about this, but then when I was on the video of her saying the F word,
mm-hmm.
You know, she's calling people in a stream, in a game, the F word, and you're here talking about hunting down bullies for saying horrible things, that's just as bad as someone calling me a C word. I'm trying to be...
No, and I understand that.
Or an N-word! Oh, Lord!
Can we not go into that again, please?
I mean, it please. Is what it is.
But I... What... This fiasco, this whole thing is... Though the subject of this podcast is the Bully Hunters, it kind of brings to light a very... something that's really important in not just the gaming community, but whenever someone is fighting for any type of cause, it's very important not to inflate your issue, because you do more harm than good in regards to fighting it. For example, unfortunately, the only case that I could immediately think of that if I say, everyone will know what I'm talking about, is Lena Dunham. And see, your reaction, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. You can see clearly what she wants to do.
You could have said, that shark bitch.
But see, I don't know her. But
Anita?
Who, I ain't thinking about her. She is old news. I'm not thinking about her. Who cares?
But she's another example.
But she's most recent, and she gave you that reaction. For those who unfortunately aren't in the studio, the reaction that Ms. Duval gave was cringe. Cringe and extreme discomfort. But she knows exactly, you know exactly what I'm talking about, though.
She is one of many women that I wanted to go,
but
the adults are talking.
But regardless of that, you understand that, A, you know what she is trying to fight for. But you also can recognize her actions are the exact opposite of that.
You know what? You're right. She is a prime example of a good thing going too far and someone getting money hungry and just don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Oh, I'm so glad that you mentioned money. Should we talk about how much money the Bully Hunters got from this?
Man, as nothing else, these bitches know how to hustle.
I'll give
them props for that.
They did a good job on making sure that they got money and that the money went to the right people. The money went to the important people. You know, people who already had lots of money, because we need to make sure that their pockets are continuously padded by, you know, places like Logitech, Cyberpower Gaming, you know, places like that. You know, that we need to make sure that those people constantly give the bully hunters more money, because then that goes to, yeah, it goes somewhere. Somewhere it goes to the 21 million women who are constantly harassed online.
I love a good scam.
I'm glad you do. I don't. This was a load of horse crap. Like, it was just, it was just beautiful.
And this is what's so mind-boggling about it. It's like, they did literally what a lot of people, a lot of high up there people throwing their money do. It's like, okay, I'm trying to find the least thing that won't get me flamed real quick. You know what? Fuck it. So, it's like going to a mega church.
Okay.
And the pastor is telling you to give you your tithes and
yeah,
whatever,
your tidings,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then it finds out that the pastor not only has a mistress, but has a summer vacation home that's pretty much the size of Michael Jackson's Neverland estate.
That's terrible.
And 50 different types of Cadillacs and a jet, essentially. Talking about, God gave me this, when you know damn well you got it from your...
Yeah, you got it from your church. Oh, of course.
Yeah, it's like that. This is the type of scam it is.
And
because so many people, I don't know why, but a lot of people kind of sort of was believing in this, at least the sponsors.
Well, because what you see in the face value is fighting for women against online harassment.
I know.
Who wouldn't want to do that? I would. I mean, I don't want anyone to be harassed. So if there's an organization that helps a certain group of people no longer be harassed, fine. Now, does that mean that I want to go slander other people online? No, though I realize that that is a very good place, that Twitter is a very good place for that.
Oh, Twitter.
I would rather not do something like that. But,
well, that's because you're a good person. Let the rest of us be terrible.
I'll let you do that. But I can see why a lot of people were giving their money to this. Now, what unfortunately is now kind of is happening now is that what this now puts a terrible light for any other organization, because this one was a pretty huge organization. And now it's going to be even harder for those who are actually being legitimate, who actually are trying to do something against women or people, because they were focused on, you know,
they were focused on the women's.
They were focused on the women, but against female harassment online. And unfortunately, people will point to this and it's like, oh, you're probably just another bully hunters.
Yeah. Hopefully the next round of people actually bring actual scientific proof.
I don't even know if it's,
it would be a start. Real science would be a start.
Well, okay. I wouldn't even say real science is a start, because I don't think we even need science to try to fight for something like this. I think the only thing that you really need is, I don't know, just don't lie. I mean, that's pretty simple, because as it clearly shows, if you lie on the internet, people will find out.
Oh, man, but you should probably explain what happened and caused them to fall in the first place after their wonderful live stream. If, oh, God. It's being reposted all over YouTube because their channel and everything is shut down.
Oh, but that is not to say that Zombie Unicorn is not trying to stop you, and she will slap that DMCA claim on you so fast until three more of them just pop up.
Yeah, she's viewing it as, what did her Twitter say?
If you rebroadcast my image likeness whatsoever, you will be hit with a DMCA, and I've shut down many channels doing this just as a means to harass me. Just have your own discussions and make your own content. I guess you haven't heard of fair use, you beautiful
person. Yeah, okay, let me say it. Ya bitch.
Yeah. I have already been in the thralls when Gamergate was a big, huge thing.
Oh, Jesus.
So
right, that was a ride.
That was not fun. So I'm trying not to be that person.
Yeah, don't be that person. Let me be that person. Remember, you're the one that's not terrible. But anyway.
So what exactly did cause the fall of them exactly? What caused the fall of bully hunters?
You know what? I think it was on Rustdown Radio actually explained it, because I'm still confused about what the hell happened.
So, and I will link to Rushdown Radio's article on my site as well. So, it turns out that, and I'm just going to start. So, making claims that 21 million female gamers face harassment, their mission statement was simple. Stop online harassment. Now, it's important to note that while they said that men and women could use their services, all of their materials and quote-unquote statistics were very skewed towards the female gamer. Hell, this has become such a big thing, they had sponsored and garnered attention from all over the internet. Now, getting to the part that kind of killed the stream, they mention in the third paragraph. And what a disaster that stream was. Staged bullying. Stilted and obviously rehearsed preamble and dialogue. If you get a moment, go see it yourself if you can. Basically, it was a stream where they had shown that people were quote-unquote being bullied and harassed when they themselves were doing it. And then it was not only that, it was also scripted. The thing was painfully scripted, where you could tell that they weren't even really playing the video game.
Okay, the unicorn chick, though, whatever her name is, because I watched the video, and see, it was this poor. As you would have cringed, because I know you didn't sit through the video.
Mm-mm.
As a communications major, and you remember speech classes and,
Yes, lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine it being from the one kid you know who slept through all the classes and was stuttering and saying like and pausing and acting like they were reading a teleprompter, but they kept looking at their notes. Just let that sink in.
I'd really rather not.
I want you to feel this rage.
I'd really rather not. I would rather try to get through this without thinking about how terrible these women are and how much of a disappointment they are to gaming, period. Like, just the whole kid and caboodle. There is absolutely no, there is no redeeming any of them from this. Anyone who can support something like this is just, they're okay. There is trash, there is mega trash, there is your waifu on 4chan, and then there is them. these people right here are just about the worst of the worst. I wish that I could actually, I would actually love to have a conversation with Zombie Unicorn just to ask, what in Celestia's name were you thinking? And how do you think that you are redeemable, that people coming after you, they are just.
You feel like you're being harassed, but you essentially were getting ready to start a horrible, horrible. Essentially, the whole setup is stupid, because anybody could lie and be like, oh, this person's harassing me. But you wouldn't know until you messed up somebody's game, because you wouldn't check until afterwards to make sure the harassment was true.
And when you think about it, to do, if it's
what, not to mention the trolls would be like, oh, let me become a pro gamer real quick, ha 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 ha, and then kill the shake the person that called the bully hunters in the first place.
Okay, if it actually turns out that it's that easy to just become a pro gamer, like, I mean, everyone has a pro gamer, right?
Dude,
right? Everyone's a pro gamer.
It's so easy to lie on the internet. Don't even.
Well, yes, I know that.
It's the internet, and you sign up through the internet. There's no interview. There was nothing. They never said anything about an interview. They just said you fill out the application, you sign this waiver or whatever, and then you're suddenly a pro gamer and you'll be bully hunter _ blah, 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 blah.
Oh, this was so painful.
It's okay.
This was just so bad.
It's like, I understand what they wanted to do, but you lied.
Well, okay.
You lied.
Okay, we figured.
You lied.
Okay, we did figure out what they really wanted to do. What they really wanted was your money. They really, really wanted was your money.
Okay, so we wanted to go through the cost, the good cost thing.
Like, that's what they wanted.
Yeah, but, like, I really do think online bullying, online harassment, not just bullying, just, like, harassment in general online is horrible. But you can't change people who get to be anonymous. I mean, you see what happens. You know what? Never mind. I'm going to be happy. I was about to bring up some things.
Can we not?
You already know what I was about to say, too.
No, I don't, but that's okay.
It begins with an S.
It begins with a
SW.
Okay, you might as well just say it.
The cops, when people make false police reports.
Oh, swatting.
Yeah, I want to be happy.
Well, this unfortunately is, it's just not a happy one. Please, check the site, read this up yourself, tell me what you think.
Yeah, because their actual website and everything, they took that down, they took down their channel.
Yeah, their channel, let's see, their all the videos they thought were deleted aren't deleted, but they deleted them, and then people copied them anyway. Their website, bullyhunters.org, is down. Obviously, everything is cached and saved, so... You know, this will be chronicled in the annals of the internet for years and years to come, just to show you how terrible people can be.
I really feel like generations down the line are going to look back and just go, what the hell was wrong between 2000 and our time?
Lots of terrible things. Lots of very terrible things. But
I became old enough to vote.
But I do believe that they're throughout all of these terrible things that they did, From the fake statistics to the stage gaming to the lying to the public to taking money from sponsors, a lesson can be learned from this. And the lesson is, don't be a dick. I think that's the lesson. There's the lesson.
Okay, so that's not a lesson anybody's going to really listen to. So
not my problem.
Okay, so there's that. And also, if you're going to pull a scam... Make sure it lasts longer than a week. Like, don't get caught up that easily. That's sad how fast they got caught up. That's sad.
It is.
That's a sad scam.
But it does give me hope in the random people of the internet that when something like that is fishy, they jump on it. Not always the best.
This is one of the one times where even YouTubers I don't typically agree with, I'm just like, you know what? This has to be stopped.
Yeah.
Like, we might not all be on the same page, and you guys might be dicks for the rest of your lives, but we can agree on this one thing. Bully Hunters is a no-go.
Bully Hunters, more trash than your waifu.
My waifu's not trash.
Okay, everyone's waifu is trash.
Your waifu is trash.
I just said, okay, with that being said.
Including Rarity.
What did you?
Anyway, with that said, come on, sign us off.
This is Mr. Gamer.
And this is Kitty the Ball.
Signing off.